Go to the book of Matthew 5. I want you to pay maximum attention. In this word, I'm going to be very, very clear to you. In this word, nothing seems to balance. Are you with me? Nothing seems to balance. There's always ups and there's always down. There's a time to believe. There's a time to doubt your believing. But there's a level you get in your believing, you stop doubting. The thought of doubting becomes impossible for you. Are you following me? Follow me carefully. Both believers and unbelievers have 24 hours every single day. Is that correct? Both believers and unbelievers have 24 hours every single day. God did not bless Abraham because Abraham was a Christian. No. God blessed Abraham before Abraham became a Christian. Is that correct? Are you reading your Bible? Is that correct? God spoke to Abraham before Abraham became what? A Christian. Thank you. Is that correct? God spoke to who? Abraham. I mean, Abraham heard the voice of God before he became a Christian. He doesn't know who God was. A voice told him, young man, prepare yourself. I'm about to show you a land. It is stupid. How can you tell your father? He said, leave your father. I'm about to show you a land. He doesn't know the location of the land. Imagine you just waking up now and telling your father, Daddy, I'm leaving this house. To where? To somewhere. No, don't imagine it. How will they see you? Now, pay attention to this. I would have preferred it was displayed here.
Matthew 5:44. But I tell you.
He said, but I tell you.
Love your enemies.
Love your enemies.
And pray for those who persecute you.
And pray for those who persecute you.
That you may be children of your Father in heaven.
That you may be children of your Father in heaven.
He causes his son to rise.
He causes the sun. Now listen. Now whenever you hear the word sun, moon, it talks about time. Is that correct? Whenever you're saying the sun is rising, you're talking about time. Whenever you're saying the sun is set, it's talking about time. Whenever you say the moon is time. Whenever you hear sun in the Bible, know it's talking about time. Is that correct? He said the same God causes what?
His son to rise.
The sun to rise.
On the evil and the good.
On both the evil men and the good men.
And sends rain.
And the same God sends rain.
On the righteous.
On both the righteous.
And the unrighteous.
And the unrighteous. Are you following me? The same God. God is not the father to everyone on earth. But God is the God of everyone on earth. But not the father to everyone on earth. God is the father to only believers. But the God of everyone on this earth. Is that correct? Are you following me? The Bible says, as many that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Which means if they are the son, then that means God is their father. So only those that are led by the Spirit have the right to call God my father. Are you following me? Follow me carefully. So your 24 hours, if some people come to Christianity because they believe that in Christianity they'll become a millionaire. That is true, but that is not all truth. God guarantees that he will save your life for eternity. But if you follow him diligently, he will prosper you. Is this making sense? What God is guaranteeing is eternity. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. And then everything will be given to you. One thing you must know is that if you follow God, you will never lack in your entire life. He didn't say, come, I will make you a billionaire. Come, I will make you a trillionaire. No. But why following him? There are principles one ought to engage to open those doors. Are you with me? So we have the same sun, we have the same moon, that was given to both the righteous and the unrighteous. The same 24 hours is given to all of us. That is to say, how you spend the hours is up to you. If you want, spend it sleeping in the whole church. If you want, spend it walking. It all depends on you. The same sun that shines on the righteous, the same sun that shines on the ungodly. Is that correct? Now go to the book of Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. The world in itself is not balanced. Have this in your mind. Some persons call me on the phone. They say, man of God, right now as I live, there is nothing that is working out for me. Everything is turning upside down. And one thing that whispers in my ear is that this person speaking to me is alive. See, your word has not come or crumbled as long as you have breath. As long as you can breathe, it has not ended for you. As long as you have the power to breathe, it has not ended. Some people will call me on the phone. They say, man of God, I'm suffering. Every door is closed. Yet they use a phone that WhatsApp. Yet they subscribe. Yet they eat 2 square or 3 square meals a day. They say, what door was actually closed? Some people say, man of God, nothing is working for me. I am poor. Do you know what poverty is? Do you know what it means to be poor? Some beggars on that road are not poor, in case you don't know. Some beggars on that road eat more than people that goes to job, to work. Some of them in a day makes 20,000. But we need them so that our spiritual self can grow. We need them there. The poor you will also. So they will never stop being around us. Because they are meant as a stepping stone for us to climb. For blessed are you when you give to the poor. So if the poor does not exist, you can't be blessed. But what bothers me is when Christians call themselves poor. It shows you don't know the magnitude of the God you serve. When Abraham asked, he said, which God is this that is calling me? He said, I am that I am. It means God cannot define himself. Because God is everything he wants to be at any time he wants to be it. I don't know if I'm in the right. I'm here. Did you get what I just said? What will he say? I'm the provider. He's more than the provider. I am the conqueror. He's more than a conqueror. I am the all-sufficient one. He's more than that. He said, I am that I am. I am whatever you think I am. I am whatever I assume to be at any time I want. I am the way maker. I am the all-sufficient one. I am the banner. I am the El Shaddai. I am the giver of eternal life. I am the creator of the universe. I am the all-seeing eyes. I am the all-knowing. I am omnipotent. I am in omnipresence. I am omniscience. I exist even before existence began. I am the Word. I am Christ. I am the Holy Ghost. I am the existence of man. I am the all-sustaining power. I am the multi-breasted one. He is whatever he wants to be. He called things that be not as if though they were. What other name? How else can he introduce himself? I am that I am. And for him to be faithful, he has to give both son to the righteous and son to the unrighteous. For him to be faithful, he has to give the same 24 hours to the righteous and 24 hours to the unrighteous. Because if he doesn't, then he is not faithful. But my brother, there is a law that you can bypass, that there is a shortcut in the spirit. Until you understand that the same rain that falls on you falls on everyone. Man of God, you don't know the challenge I'm going through. Even the man of God has a challenge. Man of God, if this thing I'm going through, if it comes to you, God forbid though, I am canceling it for you so that it will not come to you. God will be unfair if he tempts you different, if he tests you different, or allows a temptation that will come to you different from the one that will come to me. They will not be the same, but they are both equal. They cannot be the same. If I am someone that loves women, the devil will tempt me with women. So you not say, me, women does not freak me. Oh, let's ask God if money freaks you. It might be money that triggers your own. It might not be money. It might be stealing of goats in the village that triggers your own. There must be something. But if that temptation is not equal, then God is unfaithful. God cannot tempt, will never tempt. But whenever there is a temptation, he put a test. Because temptation comes to destroy you. Test came to upgrade you. So whenever temptation comes, it is coming to downgrade you. But when God sees the temptation, he allows it to come because he has weighed it that you can overcome it. So whatever temptation that comes your way, you can, must overcome it. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Can you read that verse? Okay, it's there. Now listen to Solomon speak. This is a man given the wisdom of all things. No man. See, Jesus is not a man, so let's remove Jesus out of this. No man, except when Jesus came to this earth as a man, that he had more wisdom than Solomon. But no man had wisdom like Solomon. And he said, I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race. You are not blessed because you are so smart. You are not blessed because you are so intelligent. See, the richest man might not have went to school. It's not about the school. School is important. But there is something called favor. There is something called spiritual laws. There is an understanding a man ought to have in the spirit that gives him leverage in the spirit. But it's the same God that gives the same sun. It's the same God that gives the same rain. But there is a way you can manipulate that God, and he will be like he's not the same God that gives the same rain and sun. It will look like there is something about you. If God chose to favor you, my brother, no calamity can stop the favor of God. Except you reject it. That is why some person can sing that, my life will never be the same because I've touched your grace. There is something that is in God that you will touch, your entire life will change. Why is it that anything Emmanuel Emeka touches prospers? They will steal him 10 million, 5 million, 3 million, he's still prospering. Who can curse who God has blessed? Who can? He said, I will curse those who curse you, and I will bless those who bless you. So rather than cursing me to receive a curse, bless me so that you shall be blessed. There are laws in the spirit. The fastest runner does not always win the race. And the strongest warrior does not always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry. And the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It's all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. Now, I'm going to tell you, because no man knows where is the right place and the right time. Oh, Jesus. I don't know if you are getting this. Are you getting this? No, you can never tell when is the right time. But my brother, there is somebody that can tell you who is the right time. That is why we have the Holy Ghost. He said, as many that are led by the Spirit. Because only the Holy Ghost knows the right time. That's why he said, do not go. Tarry here until you are induced with power. That means there is a waiting period. It's called the process time. God can, before God upgrades you, he processes you. Before God upgrades you, he processes you. So that when, because he's a faithful God, so when you stand and blessings are coming your way, all men, both physical and in the spiritual realm, will say, Kai, he is deserving of it. Because God must be just. Don't say that young man is just lucky. You don't know who paid the price for him. There's nothing like luck in the whole Bible. There's nothing like coincidence in the whole Bible. There are beings that govern this earth realm. And until a man knows how to engage spiritual principles, that man will be left out. There are principles in the spirit. There are laws in the spirit. There is what they call the law of gravity. Whatever goes up must surely come down. But in the realm of the spirit, it is not whatever goes up must come down. No. In the realm of the physical, 1 + 1 = 2. Is that correct? In the realm of the spirit, God is saying that when a man and a woman come together, they equal one. It is not what you see physically that you see spiritually. Kayana kunke. Benezodo eranasha. Jesus, are you seeing that scripture? Oh my God. Oh Jesus. I don't know if it's in your Bible. Can you go to verse 2? There are spiritual laws. The same destiny. Give me NIV. All share a common destiny. All shares a common destiny. The righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifice and those who do not. So don't say that I am a Christian. How come this young man is not a Christian and is prospering? No, there is something you are failing to understand. The same God that releases sun upon the righteous is the same God that releases upon the unrighteous, because he is just and faithful. If he doesn't do that, then he's not faithful. Most Christians know how to pray, but don't know how to manage business. They spend time studying the Bible, which is very good, but they have never asked God for the wisdom to run a company. This life is not balanced, but the Holy Ghost balances it. If you're a man here that you are married, you find out that there are sometimes you might be studying the scriptures and the Holy Ghost will say, stop reading. Go and be with your wife. Aye. Now, is it that what you are doing is not good? No. Ah. The Holy Ghost understood something. He knows the hearts. And the moment you go to be with your wife and she smiles, 5 minutes of small play and you go back to read, the Lord will open the scripture even more. Because just my wife, for example, if the Lord say, Mecca, you are reading, she's not happy, it can affect my understanding in the realm of the spirit. And I'm saying, why is it I'm reading, I'm not understanding? And I began to force myself to read and understand. And in the realm of the spirit, the Holy Ghost is saying, no, you are failing, she needs to smile. And you just go and meet your wife, and you just crack joke with her. This woman, your village does not have light. She just laughed, and the heaven opens again. There are laws in the spirit. Say it, there are laws in the spirit. There are spiritual laws. You think those people you see that come and they cut bull and they sacrifice, you think they don't understand there are laws in the spirit? They understood it. But Jesus is our own sacrifice. And whenever we want to run a sacrifice in the realm of the spirit, we come and we plead the blood of Jesus, and that sacrifice is as fresh as it can ever be. I don't know why I'm talking about spiritual laws here. I don't know why I'm talking about spiritual laws. This is supposed to be a teaching you will hear later in the year. I don't know why God is bringing it up. Are you reading what I'm reading? All share a common destiny, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. This is the one of the reasons that we face in Christianity. This is one of the challenges we face. Man of God, I pray 2 hours every single day. Why am I not growing in my business? Man of God, why is it that that sister just started a hair salon and look, she's making millions? And because of that, you judge God as unfaithful. And then we balance. Balance it. But make sure your spirituality. See, Christianity is more than just praying. Christianity is more than just fasting. Christianity is the nature of God in a man. So wherever you are completely at it. See, there is a gift, there is a presence that follows you because you live a holy life. Oh no, you don't understand. There is a glory that follows you because you don't lie. There is a glory that follows you because you don't fornicate. There is a glory that follows you because you don't do certain kind of things. The Bible says, he that receives a prophet as a prophet, what? Will receive a prophetic reward, a prophet's reward. But because he doesn't want people to feel bad that it's only the prophet, he says, he that received a righteous man. So if you're a righteous man and I come into your house, before I leave, something will enter you. So if I am a righteous man and a prophet of God and I enter your house, you are sure to receive how many? Two, something will come. He said, do not neglect hospitality, because in this way some has entertained angels without knowing. I bought a pineapple. I don't know why the pineapple was not as sweet as it was supposed to be sweet. I went to a Ken Nibo, and all of a sudden a woman just says she wants to help me to buy. I don't know you. She just said, what do you want to buy? I said, I wanted to buy olive oil because I want to go and pray for a particular land for my uncle. I said, just water and any oil you see, I will just bless it and use. She just took it, started running up and down. My uncle now asked me, said, do you know this? I said, I don't. He said, what if this person runs away with your money? I said, I don't believe she will. After a while, she just came back and gave me the oil. It took almost 30 minutes or 20 something minutes. She just came and gave me the oil and say, I didn't see Goya oil. This is the oil. So I said, it's fine. Any oil is oil. Even the one they used to fry egg is oil. All I need to do is when I touch it, it stops being an oil.
Yes, sir.
You understand? She said, I said, madam, because I was feeling somehow that, with all the stress, how can I not buy even one small pineapple? And I said, madam, how much is your pineapple? She said, this one is 1,000. I said, okay, 1,000. My change was just 500. So I said, you have the one of 500. She brought one. I said, this is 700, but I will give it for you for 500. I gave her the money. I took the pineapple in my car. Went home. So the next day I came back. I wanted to buy pineapple. They said, nobody sells pineapple here. There's nobody that sells pineapple here. I said, no, I was here. We came here. We bought pineapple. He said, nobody stands here and sells pineapple. Hi. And one of the things she asked, she said, before she leaves, she said, you are the pastor that stays in Ranok Finishing. I said, yes, I'm the one. So I believe that is one of those people, maybe they have watched my video online. And when I came, I was looking for where to buy pineapple. I came back and I said, woman, cut that pineapple, it's from Angel before he disappears. Yes, cut it. We must understand laws in the spirit. They will not appear in the way you identify them. Be good to everyone. Be good to everyone. When even Jehovah's Witness, when they come to your house, open your door. Let them sit and preach. It is not a crime to hear the word of God. No matter how anointed you are. Those ones that might come, you are saying you don't like what they are preaching. That person that you rejected might be an angel. They will not come in the way you will know. It will not cost you anything to give them a seat and give them water. They are preaching the gospel. If you don't like it, go and preach your own. What are they preaching? What are you preaching? You think it's easy for someone to trek from house to house to bring the gospel of Christ? Even if it's a wrong gospel, as long as it's a message of Christ, it is welcomed. A man's doctrine can be wrong, but the spirit behind that man can be right. Because we read based on we understand based on the light. Some did not go to school, so their interpretation will not be as much as you that went to school. But that does not mean that they are unfaithful. No, they are actually faithful. Do you think it is easy to wake up every Sunday? You go to people's house, some will even insult you, some will call you names, some will slam the door at you, some will mock you. And yet they smile. Try it now. Go to a building and go there to do everything. Oh my, you will hate yourself. Some you enter, they will weigh you and look at you. And you are dressing like this. Some people don't need to speak a word, you will know what they are thinking. You don't need discernment of spirit, psychology. Psychologically, you will understand that this person is mocking you. So welcome them. Give them a bottle of water. Or moths, cool them off. Before they ask you for anything, give them. Because like that, one day you will give to an angel. In fact, don't wait till he becomes an angel. See all of them as an angel. I am who I am. The measure of God you activate is the measure of God you can see. If you see him as omnipresence, then he is everywhere. If you see him as El Shaddai, then he's all you see. What dimension do you see when you look at him? So before you say that, why is it that Nkechi business is prospering? Remember first of all that God is faithful. He's not unjust. And don't ever you compare your life with a sinner's life. There is no place you can measure it. Why is it that they go to club, they party, they are still successful more than I that I'm a Christian? Your riches are not stored on earth, they are stored in heaven. That person you are seeing might not have any foundation in heaven, but in the realm of the spirit, you have built a mountain. Don't tell me whether man of God, do they have, but the Bible said they have buildings in heaven. For I go to my Father's place to prepare something. There is something to be prepared in the Father's place. Do you think we are going to heaven to be singing hallelujah? It will be boring. Eternity is forever. The Bible said we are not actually going to that heaven. No. We are only staying there temporarily. Then a new earth will come upon the earth, called the New Jerusalem. Then God himself will come to earth and rule mankind. Then those that we are faithful will rule with him. That means it is possible that we might have our own world to rule as gods. Aye. Woo. Aye. There is more to this our calling than people think. Please understand this thing. So if the pressing business is selling more than your own, don't worry. Be thankful. There is something we don't understand. There are laws of the spirit, and only the Holy Ghost can lead you to those laws. Let's say you are a person, you are seeking for the fruit of the womb. Or let's say you are asking God for a particular blessing. You are seeking for marital settlements. How does it work? Oh, this woman is married and the marriage has been successful. Kai. For over 10 years now or 5 years, the marriage has been successful. Oh my God. Oh, she's not a strong Christian, but she goes to church. I've seen that she has discipline. Oh, I bring something. Ah, mommy, I give you this, mommy. Ah, mommy, your marriage is blessed. Mommy, thank you so much. Mommy, can you pray for me? I want to get married. She might laugh and say, leave that thing, sister Nkechi. No, mommy, kneel down. Mommy, there is a mantle you carry. You don't need it anymore. You are married. Release it on me. Laws of the principle, the spiritual laws. And she will just say, oh yeah, I give you the mantle of marriage. You say, thank you. And before that year ends, there is a wedding bell. There are laws to engage. Oh, mommy, you gave birth to 10 children. Oh, all of them are all grown. They must not be tongue speaking. They must not be pastor's wife. Ah, mommy, there is this grace you carry. You gave birth to 10 children. You're looking like this. You say, yes, it's the Lord. Ah, mommy, I want my own children. You are ashamed of telling someone else that you want the children because you are feeling how they will feel. You don't understand spirituality. There is no shame. Jesus was hanged naked. There was no clothes. His manhood was showing. What shame do you have? And I ask him, I am ashamed. What are you shaming for? Shame on you for shaming or shaming. God was hanged on the cross. And David said that nobody even cared whether if he had an offspring. No wife, no nothing. Hanged on the cross, crucified, killed like an animal, was picked over a criminal. And yet everything of his life, every day of his life, he did good. Where were the 5,000 that he fed? Where were the 4,000 that he fed? Where were all the people he healed? Their voice could not amount to anything. And he was betrayed by his own. Rejected by his own. Betrayed by his own. Crucified by his own persons. What shame do you have? What shame? No, run him now. And you say, mommy, mommy, no. Pray for me. I want children. And the woman looks at you. She understood that there are mysteries. There are spiritual laws that you understood. And she gazes at you. And she says, kneel down. And you need to say, today, carry your baby. You say amen with a loud face. And you walk up. Don't be surprised when you give it to triplets. Don't be shocked. Mantles can be given. That mantle is still with her. She no longer uses it because she has given to 10 children or 7 or 6 or 5. She's satisfied. She has it. Collect it. You see a man driving a fine car. You know that this man made his money righteously. And the only thing you can say is that, you see these people that are duping people for money. How dare you? Go and dupe your own and make the money now. You speak against people's wealth. I'm not saying you can speak against those on God, but don't even speak again. Leave it to them. Let God judge them. You know that this man, his money is legit. Meet him. Hi, sir, there is something I like in you. Can I just buy you fuel? It starts like that. You can't say you are saving money to buy a car. You can't save enough. How much will you be saying? Your salary is 25,000, you are saving 10,000. When will you buy the car? In 72 years? 12 years, the car is old. You will not save for another one. No. Laws of the spirit. Can I pay you? Can I buy fuel for you? You say, no, I have money. You say, no, I want to buy. I want to connect to the grace at work in your life. Not once. You keep doing it to people. You see it, you show. And one day you come to your place of prayer and you say, Father, I have paid my debts. And I paid it in full. Give me my car. And when the angels come, they look and they see. Because these things are weighed in the balance. When Daniel was speaking, they said, take care, epicenter, whatever. And he said, oh king, your life has been weighed in the balance. Because these things are weighed in the spirit. And all of a sudden, you are going to a car park. You are not coming there to buy a car. You just come to look at a car. And someone just walked up and said, ah, young man, something in me told me that you're a good person. He says, sir, I don't know. I'm buying a new car now. See, this is my old car. This is your birthday gift. Take this car. I'm taking this car. And just like that, you have a car. And you are saying, is it me, sir? Are you serious? He said, no, that is it. Or you are just there. Someone walked in and said, young man, there was a day I saw you putting a fuel in another man's car. You said you like the person's car. He said, yes. Which of the car do you want? I'll point it, I'll pay. God can. All things. Matthew 22 verse 21. He can do it. But engage something. Bribe him in the spirit. Oh, God. Woo. Go to Matthew 21 verse 22. Because if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask in prayer. Whatever you ask in prayer. Whatever. Don't only ask for signs and wonders to do miracles. Ask God for the wisdom to run a successful business. Engage supernatural principles. Go to the book of Romans 8 verse 14. I want to shake something in you. As many that has led. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. The book of Ecclesiastes said that there is a place and there is a time. See, no matter how much you suffer in this life, there is a time for breakthrough. Even if you know God or you don't know God, there is a season God has destined that is the season of your breakthrough. But you must be in the right place. When some persons are aligned in the right place, They call it luck. But when you follow the Holy Ghost, He brings you to the spot. If you are too early, He will say, wait. You are Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God.
You are Holy Ghost, Scepter of the King of Kings. You are the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the age to come. He's bringing everything in obedience to Christ. He's transforming everything in obedience to Christ. You are the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God. Oh, you are the Holy Ghost, Scepter of the King of Kings. You are the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the age to come.
Thank you, Jesus. Are you with me? I don't know. Is someone with me here? Tell your neighbor, engage principles. See, I ain't open the shortcuts. It is called principles. Cornelius was engaging a principle of giving. Cornelius was engaging the principle of giving. I think it's the book of Acts 4. Or check 10 for me. Let's see. Yes, this is it. He said, Acts 10 verse 1. He said, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian. Go to the next verse. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He was not a Christian. He was not saved. What makes you a Christian is when you are saved. Understand that. But this man had God-fearing. He knew there was a God that exists. But he does not know how to be saved. But he had the respect for God. That means he was obeying the laws. Is that correct? He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. He gave. One thing he did was giving. The first thing he did was not praying. The first thing he did was not praying. The first thing he did was what? Giving. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. That's why I tell people, after praying, give. Go out there, find, go to the hospital, pay someone's bill. If the person's bill is 30,000, give 2,000. It is something. You don't say, I want to surprise this person. I pay the whole bill. My brother, you don't have it yet. Wait when the time comes. You are in a waiting process. You are being formed. Wait. Before you build a house, you must first get the blocks. Then get the sand. Then buy cement. Then provide water. Then get laborers. Then start a... And after all that, you must draw a plan. So an architect is needed. And look at what he did. And one day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. And Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? The Bible didn't say Jesus appeared. The Bible said that an angel of the Lord appeared. But whenever God sends an angel and the angel appears, he comes as Lord. You are strong as the person that has sent you. So if God is, I am who that I am. That is why someone can call me and say, I have HIV. I say, in the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of HIV, out. And the demon leaves. Because I've seen the faith. Some persons will call me. I will say, call me in the next 20 minutes. They will call me again. I say, call me in the next 30 minutes. I am checking the faith. Because there are certain mountains I need your faith to climb it. And they will say, I called you. You didn't pick. And I'm like, look at the little faith. Can't you at least tarry? Look at it. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. So whenever you give and pray, it becomes a memorial. And it comes before God as an incense. This is the New Testament, not the Old Testament. So whenever you pray and you give, it comes. So don't say God does not care about your giving. The only thing God wants is your heart. If you can't give, you can't give your heart. How can you be stingy with material things? Then how will you give spiritual things? He said, God, I give you my heart. Lord, I open my heart to you. How do you open God's heart? He said, wherever the treasure of a man is, that is where his heart is. You can't give him finances. You can't give him material things. And yet you claim you have given your heart. You are a learner. You are just opening the chapters. Even God himself gave. For God so loved the world, he gave. He didn't pray. He gave. He didn't pray. He didn't fast. He gave. I'm teaching you what here, laws of the spirit. I'm teaching you something here. Principles. Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. So now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon, blah, 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 and everything, and your household will be saved. So if that man had not given, if that man had not prayed and give, he wouldn't be saved. So that means one of the mysteries of opening a dimension and a portal to the angelic encounter is giving and praying. Man of God, I have never seen an angel. Look at the principle of seeing an angel. Man of God, I've never had a vision. Look at the principle. I pray. God is not man of God. Whenever you pray, God answers quickly. Go to the book of Isaiah 58. Let me show you why he answers quickly to me. Yes, sir. If I have the laws of the spirit. Shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sins. Next verse. For after this, for day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways. They want to know his ways as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken their commands, the commands of its God. That means there was a command given to them. They asked me for just decision and seem eager for God to come near them. They want God to come near them. Look at what they were doing. Next verse. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? They were fasting so that God would see it. Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? They were humbling themselves so that God will notice it. Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. You are fasting. And while you are fasting, you are doing whatever. You have to fast the way God wants you to fast. You don't just fast because you want to fast. Who asked you to fast? Why are you fasting? Has he given you the template of your fasting? And with diverse kinds of fasting. Man of God, I fasted for 20 days, but the problem is still there. You have not fasted the right way. Hello? Next verse. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Next verse. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? That means there is a kind of fast God chooses. No. This is English now. There's a kind of fast he chose. Only a day for a man to humble himself. So that means it's not for one day. Just one day, let me humble myself. You can fast for 1 year and you still be eating food, but it's fasting. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for a man to humble himself? Is the question. To humble yourself for just 1 day. You have to be humble. It's fasting. So you being humble is fasting. So that's why I say you living righteous life is fasting to God. But there are diverse kind of fasting. There is the one you starve to strengthen your spirit. There is the one you feed by vegetable because you are looking for a revelation. There is the one you denied meat because Daniel loves to eat meat. So he denied himself of meat. There are sometimes you leave maybe Telemundo so that you that time you use in watching Telemundo, you use it to study the Bible. It's fasting. Ode, ode, no ode. Eh? Are you following?
Yes,
it is only for like the reed and lying, blah, 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 blah. Is that what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Next verse. Is it not to share your food with the hungry? Now, this is what God is looking for. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like a dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry, go to NLT. And go back to that verse 7. There's something I want to pick out for you. It is, share your food. Now go back to verse 6. No, this is the kind of fasting I want. We missed this verse 6. Are you seeing it? He said, no, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. That this thing is not talking about people that are just in prison. People that are in your mind that you have unforgiveness for. Any person you have not forgiven, you have imprisoned that person in your mind. So only you, you're a jailbreaker. How can you carry people in your mind? Our sister Nkechi, every time he feels, you know, this thing just off my mouth. Every time you feel like you know everything, Sister Nkechi, every time he's dressing and wearing shoes, no lie, I get high heel. Oh my God, I'm good in this, do you know? Excuse me. We are anointed, we know those things, so. So no, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned in your spirit, in your life, in your career. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Because someone is working for doesn't mean the person should suffer. Help them. Assist them. You say, I know people that does this work, I pay 20,000, but I'll pay her 15,000 so that she will not have enough money to start her business. That is wickedness. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Whenever you have unforgiveness, you are binding people in your heart. Next verse. Then your salvation will come like a dawn and your wounds will heal quickly. Your godliness will lead you forward. That means that as long as you do these things, you will forever go forward in life. Are you following me? You forever go forward in life and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. That means that as long as you do this, if wherever you are going, the Lord protects your behind. You are not there to know what is happening. You are not there to know who is chasing you. Your own is to focus and follow him. That's why he said, 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand side. They shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I look and see the reward of the wicked ones. For I have made the Lord, who is the Most High, my dwelling place. Therefore, no evil shall come near my tents. You will watch them fall. You have to. That is when you will laugh. That is the comedy in following God. To watch them laugh. When they fall, you laugh. Are you falling? Can I help you? Then your salvation will come like a dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. What protects your behind? The glory of God. Next verse. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter. You see the giving again? He says, share your food. Now, this is another part. He told you that after you do the first one, the godly, the light, he will protect your back. You will keep going forward. That is the first verse. Then this one is saying, share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them and do not hide from relatives who need your help. Next verse. Then when you call, the Lord will answer, yes, I am here. He will quickly reply. Yes, spiritual principles. And when you kneel and say, Father, you say, I'm here. Yes? Before you speak, he said, then when you call, that is when a man shouts, Jesus, angels appear. Because only if this man named Melutupu. Yes? He said, God will say, yes, I'm here. he will quickly reply, remove the heavy yoke of the oppressed. Stop pointing your fingers and spread vicious rumors. And God will reply quickly. Long. As long as you give, God will always answer quickly. Give to your neighbors who don't have. No matter how small, try, yeah. Try, yeah. Man of God, I need 20,000. Give 1,000. Okay, help, but connect. Big uncle, my school fees is 30,000. Uncle, have 2,000. What you have in your account is 10,000 or 20,000. And you know you can give 3,000. Give. So when you kneel before God and say, Father, my business, he will come. God is fast, but there's a way to make him faster. That is the scripture. Why your neighbor? You're not saying it. Tell me, I'm your neighbor. Are we blessed? So only the Holy Ghost can allow you to know the right place, the right time. Your car broke down on the road. You came out of the car. You are quarreling to the car. What sort of nonsense is this? Nonsense car. I will sell you. And the car is saying, no. There is somebody looking for an engineer. And you are an engineer. For the 10 years you have not made any money. There is a woman that her vehicle will stop here. But because you are here, you have the understanding of how to lose tire. After you lose that woman's tire, she will give you a contract. That is why I have stopped. There is nothing wrong with me. So why are you insulting me? That is what happened to this man when he was going for a war. The horse stopped. And he was shouting, I will slay. And he was saying, can't you see there is an angel in front of me? That if I move forward, that angel will kill you. Not me. The angel will kill you. So I am stopping so that you'll be blessed. So as a righteous man, the car stopped. You come out. Father, what is it? And the Lord said, hold on and wait. I am sending somebody. And when the person comes, the car will stop here. But because you have the understanding of how to lose tire, that you learned from that your wicked uncle, and all of a sudden, 10 minutes, you are asking God, what is next? You have already called mechanic. So you are waiting. God will delay it. And the woman just drove and passed. You don't know who she is. And you are speaking in tongues. She was afraid that you might be a robber. And you are equally afraid that you don't know who she is. But you know you have the Holy Ghost. And you ask, madam, what could be the problem? She said, I don't know. I just have a flat tire. And I don't know how to change. And the mechanic number is not going. He said, madam, don't worry. I know how to do this. He said, why would you want to help me? He said, no. I was trained to help people. And you helped her. And after you are done, she said, hey, young man, what do you do? He said, I'm an engineer. He said, is that what you do? He said, yes, I'm an engineer. But you know Nigeria, the way things are going, but we believe God. Oh, you were a Christian too? He said, yes, ma. I worship at CEO ministry. Oh, that's good. That's fine. Oh, yeah, take my card. And you collect the card. And he said, madam, oh, he said, call me tomorrow. He said, tomorrow, you stay in Anambra State. He said, no, I stay in Nugu, but I will be in Anambra tomorrow. She's actually being in Anambra because of you. And while she's in her car, she said, my car has stopped 4 times in a row. No one has ever helped me. Who is this man? This man might be an angel. If this man calls me, I'll know he's the man and I will favor him. And the next day, reluctantly, you called. Ma, you said I should call. She said, come to the office. And you just walked in. She's the one that handles contracts for Globe. For Globalcom Nations or Networking Nations. She's the one that handles the contract for building of roads. She's the one that handles contract of importing and exporting cars. And all of a sudden she said, this is a contract of 100 million. Can you handle it? He said, ma, as you are seeing me, the only thing I have in my account is 5,000. He said, don't worry, I will give you 150 million. When the business click, give me 10% of it. Ma, just 10%. He said, yes, you can keep the 70 million. And you come out and you say, Father, may this car keep breaking down wherever it is good. I tell you how things are running in the spirit here. The Bible says in all conditions give thanks. You don't know. You are too small to see the future. But there is a God. As many that are led by the spirit. That means the spirit can lead their car to break down. of the Spirit. Tell somebody this is the law of the Spirit. Engage it. If you practice these things, I'm telling you, your life will not remain the same. If you practice these things, don't say, I can pray 4 hours. This woman only prays 1 hour. There are grace some people carry. They don't even know they carry the grace. You saw what Brother Mike did. He just took my watch and said, Kai, this watch. If I remove this watch, someone will give me a new watch. And he removed the watch. Someone gave him a new watch. And I came here and I jokingly, I said, maybe I'll do the same thing. Look at me, I'm having a new watch. Is it not God? So Michael activated a dimension that is in me that I don't know. So I activated it myself again and I'm enjoying it. And before June, another one will come. I don't care how it will come. It will come. And I activate something. It is possible. Some people will come to you in school and say, sister, yesterday you touched me. I had A in my class. Touch me again. And you have been having C. How come you touch them? They are having A. And you are forced to touch yourself because you begin to respect the anointing you carry. What has my uncle done for me? Why should I pray for my uncle? And God has said that your destiny is tied to that your uncle. I said, this uncle is wicked. He is building houses. He cannot even help me. Until you pray for that your uncle, the veil in his eye will be removed. And your uncle can stand. See, a man can stand next to you and not see you. A man can be with a woman and be saying, madam, hi. Do you think this girl have the same character like you have? I want to marry someone that have your kind of character. And you are, am I? What am I? You want to marry someone that have my kind of character. And you can marry me, the original version. And you are asking, you want someone that has my character. Because there is a siege. There is a siege. That though he looks, he can't see. Then until one day, then you become a coordinator. Every time you are a wedding planner. You go more than wedding. You have gone to many weddings. You have never attended your own. Reject it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you stand and you begin to pray. And one day he just comes. He's about going back to Malaysia, wherever country he's coming from. And he just comes and look at you. He said, do you know truly, you and I have been friends for 6 years now? He said, yes. He said, come, let me tell you something. And he arranges a surprise. And before you turn back, he's kneeling down and giving you a ring. And he said, I don't know why I have not seen the beauty that is in you. It's because the young man was blinded. He was close to you, but in the spirit, you were far. There are laws. That is why you ought to pray, because you don't know who God has destined to bless you. Let it sink in. That's why I told you to come with pen and papers. First Corinthians 2. Yes, First Corinthians 2. Start 9. You stop at 14.
1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. However.
I want NIV. Okay, I'll read.
However, mm-hmm. As it is written. What no eye has seen.
What no eyes has seen. This is the plan of God.
What no ear has heard.
What no ear has heard.
And what no human mind has conceived.
And what no. Now, is there anything your mind have not thought of? Think of plane. Are you seeing plane? Imagine plane. Now, imagine yourself in a plane. It's working, right? You are sitting by the window side. Imagination. Imagine owning a plane. Imagine the money coming to your account now. Imagine an amount of money in your account. The highest you can ever imagine. Call that amount.
100 billion.
100 billion in the account. And the Bible is saying that God thought is bigger than what your mind can imagine. If I talk about game over. What God has in store for you and I is bigger than what our mind can imagine. So when we get to heaven, we might spend 1,000 eternity saying, wow. 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 You are watching a movie. You see Dubai and you are like, ooh, this is beautiful. You see America, you are like, wow. Beautiful land. Just people travel to America and stay 2 months and they come back, they look fresher. And you are like, wow. And God is saying that that wow is nothing to compare to what he has in his mind. And how does God create things? He doesn't view with his hand. He thinks it is happening. This is what this NIV. Sometimes it's so heavy to explain. However, as it is written, no eyes has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. You can be a Christian and not love God. Loving God is obeying his commandments. Next verse. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. Now listen to this. That is why the Spirit of the Lord is the only Spirit that has the tendency to place you in the right place at the right time. When the earth is about to favor you, God knows the spot. Elijah was about to leave the earth. The Spirit of the Lord knows the spot. And he moved him from 3 different towns. He moved from this to one. The Spirit said, this is not the place. He moved to the next one. He said, it's not the place. He moved to the third one. Then while he was going, it came. You must know the point where you ought to move. There is a place where he said, I will bless you in the land that I have given you. And I will bless the works of your hand. That means God is the one that assigned the land where he will bless you. So you must be at the spot where you ought to be blessed. And you don't know, because the Bible said that we don't know what we ought to pray and how we ought to pray. But the Spirit maketh intercession with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. So when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, he takes you to the right spot where you need to be and draw from God. And only then will this verse make sense. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. And you are walking to a building that is uncompleted. And they say, young man, what are you doing in that building? He said, I want to buy a land. He said, you can't buy this land. It's too expensive. You are not going based on what the man has said. You are going based on what God has said. An activation. And he said, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. That means God has a deep things, and there's only one Spirit that has the access to those deep things, and that is the Holy Ghost. And that same Spirit is in us. As he is, so are we. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thought of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thought of God except the Spirit of God. No one knows except the Spirit of God. Next verse. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given to us. A man whose father has 50 plots of land, and this man knows only 10 plots of land. When the father dies, this man has only access to 10 plots of land. But a man whose father has 50 plots of land, if the man and the child knows the whole 50 plots of land, if the man dies, the son has 50 plots of land. The reason why it feels like you are not assessing, you are not where you ought to be. You know you fast a lot. You know you pray a lot. But you feel like you are not there is because you have not engaged the laws of the Spirit. A man comes and tells you, young boy, you are going to be great. And the boy does not understand anything about greatness. 10 years later, he's not great. 20 years later, he's not great. And one day he just said, Kai, I'm done. And he went to a native doctor. And the native doctor looked at him and said, Kai, there is so much greatness in you. And he said, they have been telling me this since I was born. And the young man said, come, I will activate something in you. Buy 2 cows, buy this and this and this, and do this, and this thing will come. And he does it and it happens. And he comes and tells you he's rich. And you are saying, it's because you don't know. That's why you are a Christian, you are poor. You don't understand. He does it. But he did it in the devilish way, because the devil will take his soul. But if that same person could meet you as a sister, filled of the Holy Ghost, you could look at the young man and say, young man, you have been weighed in the balance. Your prayer has reached heaven, but you have not engaged the mystery of giving. And give them, give out your shoe, give out your TV. And he does that, and automatically the next day a job appears. It's a job of 30,000. While he was doing that same job of 30,000, he found favor in the eyes of the director. And the director said, I'm getting old. I'm going to make you the new manager because I like you. All of a sudden, it is called favor in the eyes of God. Because if you work so hard to receive it, then it's no longer the grace of God. God has to make it in a way that you know that it's not by your strength, but by His Spirit. That is why He is God. That is why I tell you, wherever you are, be faithful. In your dealings with people, be faithful. In your entire life, be faithful. You never can tell who is going to bless you. I work in a company. I've seen people that I have the ability to make them very standing, that like put them in a place that forever in their life they will be so great. But I've watched them trade it for just little money. You are bringing them up. Come, do this. It's Oga, and the only job, Oga, my job here is to do only this thing. No, this one no follow for my job. No, he's trying to know if you have the managerial capacity. He wants to know if you have the managing capacity. He wants to know if you have the understanding of what it feels to manage a company. And you are doing it. He say, I'll do this one too. He say, Oga, my salary is still the same. I'm doing this 3 jobs. This is not. No, he's testing you. He wants to not give you a salary. He wants to give you eternity on earth. He wants to give you money. He wants to give you a promotion that you withdraw as you want. But if only you could be patient. Do this one. Do this one. Do this one. One day when everybody will be telling you, why is it that a guy is suffering you? They are paying you only 20,000. Only you go sweep. Your job is just to sweep. Oh, they are paying 20,000. Now they say clean Oga office. Now they say clean the toilet. Now they say wash the clothes. Oh, but if I be you, I will leave the job. Oh. And you say, no, don't worry. I just want to do it. And one day he comes in public and say, stand up. And you stood up. And he says, today I'm making you the station manager of this company. Nobody can doubt it because you were loyal and faithful. And everyone could bear witness that you deserve it. Even if they hate it, they know it is the truth. And some people will say, he's just 2 months old in the company. No, he's not just 2 months old. There's something he showed that made him worthy. He was faithful. And that's why we say God is so faithful that he can't fail us. There is a way you can manipulate certain things in the spirit. Some people will fast a lot, give a lot, but they don't praise God enough. There are certain doors that only praises can open. There are certain doors that only fasting can open. There are certain doors that only prayer can open. There are certain doors that just dancing alone can open it. There are doors that you don't pray, you don't fast, you don't dance, you don't sing, you just walk through them. Which one have you engaged? If you come to an armor tank now, you can't take AK-47 and be shooting at armor tank. It will do nothing. But when you get a missile, oh, one shoot, blast it off. You must know the right weapon for the right situation. That's why the Bible says our warfares are not carnal. but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You bring them down. And the Bible said that this kind goeth not out except by fasting. So there are some demons, just because you have fasted, if you pass them, they will leave. No, he didn't say that you can't say, come out in the name of Jesus. No. You understand? He said, this kind goeth not out except by fasting and praying. I told somebody, they do omenana. And they were saying, I told one boy, I said, see, the moment I entered this house, that demon left the house. He said, what are you mean? I said, me and the demon cannot stay in the same flat. Yes, sir. It's not possible. So even your father, they do omenana, don't worry. That thing is doing, there's no spirit there again. Because you are there. Hey, the Bible says you are the light of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. So without me, the earth is tasteless. Without you, this earth is tasteless. But we need to engage the spiritual principles. I've shown you the principle of encountering vision, the principle of encountering angel, the principle of God coming quickly. Activate them. Somebody called me on the phone. They said, man of God, pray for me that every challenge in my life will end. I said, that's impossible. That's impossible. Even Jesus Christ will not pray that. The only way challenges in your life can end is when you sustain the knowledge to all challenges. Sustain a knowledge that can quench all challenge. If fire starts burning here now, the thing a layman would think is to get what? Water. But he does not know that the moment you pour water, you intensify the fire. That the best idea to that situation would have been sand if it is close by. If a gas cylinder is burning, the best idea is not to pour water, is to soak towel in the water and cover it. But your wisdom would have told you water quenches fire. Sometimes the water does not quench fire, it increases the fire. But light a small matches candle, a small candle now, light it, just touch water, it offs. But when water gather in legions, water becomes a fuel for their increase. Because the more you pour the water, it consumes the water and uses it as strength for itself. Because water has what they call oxygen, and fire needs oxygen to blow. So the moment you pour water, it converts that thing you thought was a solution into his own ability to increase. That is chemistry. Hi, I went to school. Say, I got it right now. I went to school. Oh, say, I went to school. Did you go to school? I don't know about you. I went to school. You went to school. Are you following what I'm saying? Understand these principles. And God will take you so high. Why? Why am I teaching on this? Why? Take these things and go into places. Take this thing and go into places. You will find favor. I went to a place. You are with me. Went to Norisha to get shawarma. There were a queue. I just came. And I said, where is the guy that used to serve me? He's not here. Some other guy hailed me. I said, how many you want? I said, four, ba? Five. I said, I want five. He said, okay, sit down. Give me 5 minutes. There are more than, see line. People where first us come day. And in 5 minutes, I just said, come. And he gave me and I left. When that favor comes, I've told my members, sometimes if you are hungry, keep money at home. Go to a restaurant and just sit down. Somebody will give you food. It works for me. I've gone to a place to buy something. People bought. They just say, no, don't pay. I'm paying. They handle the bill. I've gone to a place, people just favor you. It happens. Find a man that has these mysteries. Engage it. Use this season to learn laws of the spirit. understand the fundamental, there are things that govern this earth. How do you think the blood money people make money? You think it's the sacrifice they make? Nonsense things. That sacrifice is only to commit their spirits. And devil will open the wealth that was in their life for them. And devil was the one blocking the wealth. Then you now come and say, I will serve you. He say, oh yeah, sacrifice your mother. And you now foolishly sacrifice it. Then he will now open what was actually yours. He will now tell you, okay, you will no longer live for 100 years. You will now live for 25 years. You say, oh, come on. Come on, make it go better. And he opens the blessing for you. And he tells you, this money, you must keep giving to those who don't have. The more you give, the more you grow. That is the same law of the Spirit. Give and it shall be given. They borrow the Bible and they just do you like this, you sell your destiny and go. The devil cannot give you anything without taking your soul. Only you want naira on a link below biggie. Anyone. The Bible said, never give the devil a resting place. Never give the devil a resting place. If you are in your house, a woman enters naked, run out. Even if you are wearing only boxers, my brother, run. The Bible didn't say walk out of fornication. He said flee. In whatever, he didn't say run. There's a difference between run and flee. You don't understand, eh? Yes, flee. It means that if you can, flee is like fly. Run has to do with leg. Yes, run has to do with leg. Flee has to do with legs and wings. He said, flee from it. See, don't forget. Don't say I can. You can't resist it. Delilah, forget it. Samson only put his head on the lap. Anointing left him. It can't be this our generation, Delilah. When devil don't advance, they will come to your house every time something is falling. They are picking it. What are they picking for? And they want to pick. They will now face you. Tell your neighbor, run. Praise the Lord Jesus. I want you to pray a prayer as you're sitting down. Father, help me to engage the laws of the Spirit. Help me to engage the laws of the Spirit. These laws are what will make you great. Father, help me to engage the laws of the Spirit. Make it a prayer point. The laws of the Spirit. Let God allow you that when you are reading the scriptures, you are seeing the laws and the principles of the Spirit. There is a lot to pray for. Begin to pray. Today I am ready to engage your principles, Lord. I am ready to be led by the Spirit of the living God. How many times have the Holy Ghost told you to sow a seed in a person's life? How many times have the Holy Ghost told you to share that testimony? How many times have the Holy Ghost told you to go out for that evangelism? Tell him, Lord, I am ready. I am ready to engage in your words. I am ready to be open to your spirit. I am ready to enter that dimensions of the spirit. Make it a prayer point. Begin to pray.